This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're taking your questions, your calls, your comments. No criticisms. I just can't handle that right now. I just don't. It's kind of been a rough week, and I've got this pitting feeling in my stomach with everything we're seeing in the news and the sirens and all that. Just go easy on me, all right? I know radio hosts aren't supposed to do it. Just bring it. But honestly, I just don't want any criticisms, all right? I'll brush my hair. I'll, you know, fix my eyelashes. Just, I don't need any more criticisms. But we are taking your questions at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Sweden and Finland are now got the eye of Mordor on them. And in fact, Russia has threatened them if either of those countries decide to join NATO. Now, this is something that I think, you know, I don't think we've had a lot of time to digest what's going on. I know some of you thought it was overreacting, saying this could be World War III and how Russia's not going to just stop with Ukraine. And this is just because, you know, Russia's trying to protect the areas where the separatists have been trying to, you know. I know there's a lot of theories and there's a lot of debate on what's going on. But NATO keeps being brought up. Russia keeps bringing up NATO. NATO is the thorn in their butt or foot or wherever the thorn was in the fairy tale. And so the fact that they are now threatening Finland, Sweden, other countries, mean you kind of get an idea of what's going on here. Russia wants to be a world power. I mean, you can be fine. You're a world power. Wonderful. Can we move on? But it looks like he really, really doesn't want anybody else joining NATO. He does not like NATO. NATO has 30 countries. You guys are, I know some of you are like, wait a second, how is Finland and Sweden not a part of them yet? Well, they're not. So NATO was organized back in 1947. France and the UK signed this treaty at the Treaty of Dunkirk, right? So they want to create an alliance in case Germany or Soviet Union ever attacked again. So after World War, we had the Axis and the Allies. All right, you know, people are like, well, which country chose who? How did they decide? And a lot of countries want to decide at the last minute. You know, they just kind of like, you know, do we shut off the pipeline? Do we not? You know, so some people are trying to kind of figure out, you know, what's best for them. But back then, countries are like, oh, hell no. Okay, we need to sign a pact, a treaty. We're always going to be friends. We're going to be best friends forever. Blood brothers, let's spit on it. We're going to have your back. And that's kind of what NATO is, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And it now is comprised of 30 countries, U.S., United Kingdom, actually the 12 founding states were U.K., United States, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, France, Iceland, Italy, Luxembourg, Netherlands, Norway, and Portugal. Then Greece and Turkey joined in 1952, according to National World. Spain joined in 1982. West Germany joined in 1955. East Germany, then once they were able to reunify in the 90s with Germany, they joined as well. So Germany's a part of NATO. Then since 1997, NATO has expanded. And this is what has made the Soviet Union more concerned. And I'm not here to do, you know, dissect what this whole conflict is about. But you guys need to understand that I don't think, you know, Russia is just going to go into Ukraine, get their provinces back, you know, help the separatists, you know, help those who want independence from Ukraine, and then say, okay, bye, we did what we wanted to. So 1997, Hungary, Czech Republic, Poland, Bulgaria, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Slovenia, Albania, and Croatia joined. Now, keep in mind, a lot of those countries were a part of the Soviet Union. So the Soviet Union dissolved in 1991. Here's Putin realizing that now, if he wants to get any of that territory back, If you mess with one NATO country, you mess with all. They have a pact. Now, some of you might say, well, why doesn't then every country join this pact? Well, because remember, if one of these countries, let's say, you know, gets involved in a war, you have pledged to help them. And so some of these countries might not, you know, I don't know if I want to get in a war with Russia, or I don't know if I want to get in a war with Iran, or whoever decides to, you know, fight one of these countries. So I can't say for sure why Finland or Sweden would you know, be holding off, but they did get a nasty threat. Maria Zakharova had a press conference today and reflected on the ongoing conflict, and part of her clip has gone viral, saying that if Finland or Sweden decide to join NATO, there are going to be serious military political repercussions. Finland and Sweden should not base their security damaging the security of other countries. Clearly, accession of Finland and Sweden into NATO, which is first and foremost a military alliance, would have serious military political repercussions that would demand a response from our country. Now, if Russia wasn't interested in those two countries, then, you know, who cares what they do? They could join this alliance, they could do this, they could change their anthem, they could host a Super Bowl. Who cares? Why does Russia care? Is it because Russia just doesn't want any more, you know, countries around them that could have NATO forces, could have, you know, this NATO is something that could be a fantastic thing. But it's also a topic that, you know, now it's very, very relevant, but it's also something like, you know, did NATO forces realize that, okay, you know, they need to keep up their forces. They need to, you know, be prepared that any of these countries, what NATO does is now make this conflict possibly another world war. Now, you could be in support of that. You could be not in support of it. But, you know, Russia just kind of, if people think of this as just going to be an isolated thing between Russia and Ukraine, I think are deadly wrong. And here is some of the evidence to that. The fact that Russia is scaring and bullying others into not joining NATO. Why does he not want them to join NATO? So he could later get these countries? So he could later annex them? So he could later invade them? I mean, and Sweden and Finland were probably like, look, we weren't, you know, we're just finishing up with COVID. We don't even want to be dealing with foreign policy right now. Nothing ever happens up there. Well, now, all of a sudden, they got the eye of Russia's mortar on them. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single, and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Lisa is asking, are people doing abortions online using telemedicine? And how does that work? Okay, I've never performed an abortion, not off medicine, on telemedicine, so I could only tell you what is being done. But, yes, there are people that are able to contact a doctor online who will prescribe oral medications for an abortion. Not all abortions need to be done surgically. And so there are telemedicine companies that will offer those. The ones I work for don't. We're just kind of basic, you know, coughs, colds, medicine refills, things like that. But some OBs will offer that service within their practice. You got pregnant, we'll call you in some pills. It's something that is rising in popularity. In fact, I'm being told that more than half of U.S. abortions now are done with pills rather than surgery. Of course, they have to be done early on in the pregnancy. According to Fox News, in 2020, pills accounted for 54% of all U.S. abortions. That went up from 44% in 2019. And that's because, again, we have access with telemedicine. These numbers come from the Guttmacher Institute, which is a research group that supports abortion rights. The group collects comprehensive abortion data, and I guess abortion pills have been rising since 2000 when the FDA approved mifepristone. So mifepristone is a drug used to induce the... How it does it is the pregnancy needs to continue and it needs hormones. And so the mifepristone blocks the hormones needed. But then the problem is you need to then expel the pregnancy. So misoprostol, Cytotec, we've used that to start to loosen the fetal tissue and uterine lining. And then the uterus starts to contract, cervix dilates, and then people can expel the pregnancy. That's kind of how it works. I know it's hard. It's kind of hard to talk about because, you know, when you have kids and you know, and you've delivered babies, you know, I just, when I see a pregnant woman, I have an image of a fetus in my mind, you know, and so it's just something that, you know, I'm not judging. It's just something I could never personally do. Telemedicine grew during the pandemic. The FDA, allowing abortion pills to be even mailed so patients don't have to have in-person visits, so people were able to get abortion pills in the mail. And so some people think that enabled more people to be able to perform abortions. The thing is we might not be able to get the numbers. Abortion clinics have to, I guess, report, well, the legal ones, you know, have to report numbers. You would think the medications would have to be reported as well, but there could be an underestimation in abortion numbers. But a concern that a lot of people have is this like going to be a form of birth control where, you know, there's like Plan B where we have medication where if the condom broke and you're like, oh, man, you know, the condom broke, I think I could be pregnant, then there's a dose of hormones that you could take to prevent that pregnancy from happening. It's called Plan B, and it's been widely used for decades. Some people are concerned that medical abortion, if it's that easy, then people will never go on birth control. And, you know, why go through the birth control, the weight gain, acne, whatever, you know, that some people claim it does to them, mood changes, headaches. You know, why not? Okay, every time I get pregnant, I could just take these pills. And I just don't see that as being, you know, being the safest choice. And it's not an easy topic because you would think by the year 2022, we would have made amazing headway in pregnancy prevention, in terms of having access to birth control, in terms of education, in terms of efficacy of, you know, birth control and condoms and things like that. But, you know, sadly, we're still having hundreds of thousands of abortions needed each year. You know, why? What's going on? Is it that, you know, we think birth control is fantastic and a lot of women are like, I don't like it. I mean, I stopped taking birth control. I changed my birth control. It was the pill was not very realistic for me, and I didn't feel good on it. And then the NuvaRing was fantastic. The NuvaRing was, you insert it for 3 weeks, take it out for a week to have your period. But the problem is I gained a whole bunch of weight. And so then I went to the IUD, and then the IUD I thought was fantastic. But, and IUDs are becoming a lot more popular. But for some people and their religion, IUDs are not allowed. So I can understand that. I can appreciate that, you know, some people are kind of concerned about certain ethical dilemmas. You know, the IUD, how that works is the hormone ones secrete a hormone that can change your cervical mucus thickness, which could prevent sperm from coming in, and then it kind of prevents implantation if you were to get pregnant. So, you know, some people, because they think that's not pre-conception but post-conception, there is some pre-conception contraception within that. But I guess some people are, you know, are not really hip on the idea of an IUD. We have the Nexplanon, which is, again, a hormone that is in little cartridges that are put into the arm, and then they last years in order, and then until they have to be removed to provide birth control. The Depo-Provera shots, a shot you get every 3 months, but again, some people don't like it because of weight gain or bleeding or cramps or things like that. So many of these medications, this combo of the mifepristone and the misoprostol, you have to use within 10 weeks of pregnancy. Some healthcare providers I've heard are doing it second trimester, which is off-label, and there are state legislatures that have proposed bans and restrictions on these. 32 states, medication abortions must be prescribed by physicians. Physician assistants could prescribe them. Mailing abortion pills to patients are not allowed in Arizona, Arkansas, and Texas. Now, according to the World Health Organization, 73 million abortions are performed each year. 630,000 abortions were reported to the CDC. They say the latest abortion report dates. We don't have the numbers. I remember there was like 1.3 million back in the 80s. So numbers seem to go down, but also that might have been a reporting issue. So, So to answer your question, yes, you can get an abortion online using telemedicine. Just not all telemedicine companies do it. You know, telemedicine, like I said, it's good and bad. Telemedicine is fantastic in that my patients in Mississippi and Alabama, rural Montana, they could get a doctor. You know, their kid is sick. It's 10, 11 o'clock at night, their time. I could talk to them. I could be looking at them. They could get a doctor on the phone. Doctors weren't on the phones. Like, you know, with me in my practice, I would call my patients back, and then after a while, I just couldn't call everybody back. I never saw my kid. He was a baby, both of them. And so people are like, well, my doctor never calls me back. I never can talk to my doctor. What telemedicine has allowed is you now get to have face-to-face with a doctor who could actually treat your issue. Now, some people have gotten so spoiled that when a doctor doesn't give them the medicine they want, they're like, well, then, you know, what the heck was this for? And they don't realize that, you know, they were able to talk to me on Christmas. They were able to talk to me on New Year's Day. You got a doctor in your living room, basically, or wherever you have your laptop or computer, on a holiday. You know, with you having, you know, as little a weight as we could do during a busy time. But people want the medication that they want. Yeah, I had a pregnant woman who was kind of upset with me. She goes, I have a sinus infection. And I go, what are your symptoms? She goes, I have the worst headache I've ever had. My back molars hurt. That could be a sinus infection, but you're pregnant. And if you're pregnant and a severe headache, that could be preeclampsia. That could be a serious condition. And her doctor didn't see her or treat her for what they thought was a sinus infection, so something just wasn't right. And I know they were upset, but God forbid, you know, something was going on that was serious, that she was at least able to talk to a doctor. But they're like, no, because I want a medication. Well, not, you aren't always going to get medication. But yes, most telemedicine companies will do that for you. So, you know, I think we are we're doing great things in terms of increasing access, but we do have to realize, and I think patients have to realize, that there is that potential to being misdiagnosed over the phone. You know, if a pregnant person is saying, hi, you know, I have sinus pressure, that sounds like a sinus infection. If a pregnant person says, I have a severe headache, that's something else, so that's more serious. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden has selected D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his nominee to succeed retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, making history by picking a black woman for the nation's highest court, according to Politico. Jackson has long been considered the leading contender for the post, particularly after Biden elevated her last year from the trial court bench to the appeals court, seen as second in power only to the Supreme Court. Jackson is popular with liberal legal activists looking to replace Breyer with a justice willing to engage in ideological combat with the court's conservatives. An inflation gauge that is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve jumped another 6.1% in January compared with 1 year ago, the latest evidence that Americans are enduring sharp price increases that will worsen as Russia continues to invade Ukraine. The figure reported by the Commerce Department was the largest year-over-year rise since 1982. This is USA Radio News. The verdict is in Minneapolis, and with that story, here's USA's Wendy King.
Three former Minneapolis police officers involved in the police killing of George Floyd were found guilty of violating his civil rights by a federal jury. Two Tao, J. Alexander Kung, and Thomas Lane were found guilty of depriving Floyd of his civil rights by not attending to his medical needs as former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin knelt on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
U.S. market regulators are probing whether Tesla boss Elon Musk and his brother violated insider trading rules in connection with share sales last year. The Securities and Exchange Commission launched its probe after Kimball Musk sold $108 million worth of Tesla stock just a day before a significant drop in the electric car maker's price. Tesla stock value dropped sharply after Elon Musk posted a Twitter poll asking whether he should sell 10% of his stake in the company. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Show 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and Daniel for working the dials. So one of you asked, what is the difference between an anal sex condom and a regular condom? So as you've seen in the news, the FDA has approved the first condom for anal intercourse. And there's no difference. There's a difference in terms of this particular brand's efficacy. But if you are having intercourse, it's not like you have to buy a completely separate condom. Use a condom. But we have the FDA's endorsement, which is the first of its kind for anal intercourse. So the FDA authorized the marketing of one male condom. One male condom. And I think the company is just called One. But the FDA says one male condom. I can't find a condom called One Male yet. But I do see the condoms that say One. And they are used for, you know, any sort of intercourse. And apparently this is the first to be approved to help reduce transmission of sexually transmitted illnesses, including HIV. This is the first time the FDA has endorsed a condom specifically indicated for anal intercourse and has thus also created a new regulatory classification, meaning subsequent devices of the same type with the same intended use may go through the FDA's 510K pathway. So if there are other condoms going, look, we have efficacy not only with vaginal penetration but also anal penetration, then they could apply for the FDA approval. Now, the one male condom is manufactured by Global Protection Corp. They will also be marketed for contraception and protection of STIs through vaginal intercourse. So this is a condom that you could use for either. According to the FDA, the safety and efficacy of the one male condom was studied in a clinical trial comprised of 252 men who have sex with men and 252 men who have sex with women. All participants were between the ages of 18 and 54. The study found that the total condom failure rate was 0.68% for anal intercourse and 1.89% for vaginal intercourse. So it actually even worked better. And so they got authorization. Now, you know, condoms and internal condoms are also gaining popularity. So this condom that got approved by the FDA, the first of its kind, even though it's a condom that could be used for, you know, vaginal intercourse as well. These are condoms that are put on the, you know, over the penis. But there's also a huge demand for internal condoms. Yeah? Now, with women, they have been more of the consumers of the internal condoms. Remember when we were talking about stealthing, where during sex somebody could secretly remove a condom? And so if it's on them and you're not aware, sometimes you can't tell. But if it's your condom that you put in, you could tell if somebody's removing it. And so I think California made stealthing illegal. I don't know if it's a felony. I have to double check with the, yeah, but that's in California. But many people have kind of taken the prophylactic reins and opted for internal condoms, so they just don't take that chance. And some people might not even know to be able to report it. And most people don't even know the laws. So they could be a jerk. Most people that you know, violate laws, they don't even care if it's a law or not. So female condoms, they're not going to be called female condoms anymore. They're called internal condoms. You could use them during vaginal or anal sex, remove them very easily. They could be 95% effective at preventing pregnancy and sexually transmitted illnesses. So you still have much more protection the other way, but it allows you to have some protection. You are not supposed to use it on top of an external condom. This is going to be something used in place. So I know some people are like, well, let's all double glove. You know, or we'll double mask like COVID. From what we understand, no. And the CDC has kind of spelled out how to use them. We spoke about this a while back. There's like a, it's in a package. It's a little bit larger than a condom package. And then there's a thick inner ring with a closed end. That's what's going to go inside and hold the condom in place. Then there's a thin outer ring that will cover the vaginal opening. So you got to kind of squeeze the sides to get it in there, insert it correctly, and then you leave the outer ring outside the body. You have to throw it out afterwards. It is a disposable. This is not something that you clean. You got to throw it out. So internal condoms weren't really that prevalent. The FDA in 2018 submitted a formal order to reclassify Class 3 female single-use condoms to Class 2 as single-use internal condoms. So it would reduce the regulatory burden because Previously, they would have to submit pre-market approval application, and so apparently 501Ks are much less burdensome. I don't know much about the different pathways with the FDA, but the 501K is supposed to be easier. What are internal condoms made of? Polyurethane, natural rubber, synthetic rubber. Some of them might be pre-lubricated. And then they're supposed to be inserted up to 8 hours prior to intercourse. So let's say you think you're going to forget, or you don't want to go through the process and have them watch and get turned off, so you can insert it before you go out for the night. So the history of the condom. We've spoken about how condoms and things being used to stop contraception have been around for centuries. The first condom that we know of is more modern. So the first modern one was developed in the 1850s, and we credit Charles Goodyear. Right, like Goodyear tires, we credit Charles Goodyear because of the vulcanization of rubber. The vulcanization of rubber made rubber more pliable. We were able to use rubber in a variety of different sort of things and medical devices, and we use vulcanized rubber now for a variety of things. But back in the olden days, people would use sheep intestine, animal bladders, tortoise shells. That had to have been painful. Horns, silk, even gold. I'm looking right now at a condom that it looks like it was made of silver and gold. So that had to have been, they think it came from Asia. And it probably was for somebody wealthy. They got to put that on. Around the 16th century, that's when they start to see syphilis. And Gabriel Fallopio, who our fallopian tubes are named after, he devised a linen sheath to be tied onto the penis, and then when tested on 1,100 men, none contracted syphilis. So, you know, he's pretty famous for that, and I guess I've discovered our fallopian tubes, so we call them that was from Fallopio. Then condom use was controversial because people believed it promoted immoral behavior. Then animal skin became popular. Goodyear vulcanized rubber. And I guess the first condom, as we know it, was created in 1855. Vulcanization happens when you heat the rubber with chemicals like sulfur and makes it stronger, but it also makes it more elastic. Then by the 1950s, Durex added lubrication to the condom. And then by the 1980s, spermicidal gel was included. Sometimes spermicidal gel, like non-oxidol 9, could cause UTIs. So some people might not be able to handle some of the spermicidal gel, but it's on many condoms. So, you know, always inspect the condom before you use it. You got to make sure there's no breaks or tears or leaks. Unroll the condom before putting it on. Make sure there's some space at the tip because you have to allow some room for semen. Put the condom on before intercourse, not in the middle of it. Leave the condom on until after intercourse. And do not reuse it. Don't turn it inside out. Don't blow into it to make a balloon. That's how you use a condom. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the things that just really, really gets me riled up is seeing the politics of it all. And so I guess in the news, they were making fun of President Joe Biden yesterday about how he had called Putin a worthy adversary. And so they were ripping on him going, well, you know, do you now disagree with your words? Do you, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, if we're in a small period of peace, and this is obviously before everything happened, you know, the president's not going to months in the past stand up and go, hey, you know, this guy is a blank, 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 because then Biden would have been criticized for egging him on. So obviously, whenever we have world leaders that we are concerned about that could be a future enemy, they're going to be very careful. I mean, Trump wasn't because he called Kim Jong-un Rocket Man. But you know, for the most part, Biden didn't want to, you know, appear as that. So, you know, him calling Putin a worthy adversary, who gives a damn? Who gives a damn? Trump has been in the news. They've been ripping him to pieces because he was, I guess, on a, and I didn't hear it, but I guess on a radio show, I think he was on Buck Sexton's show, he was saying, yeah, you see how Putin did this? You see, he was savvy. He was trying to claim two states were independent. You know, I don't know. I think he was commenting on how shrewd Putin is. And then he said, this never would have happened with me. This never would have happened. I know him very, very well. Okay, listen. You know, hearing politicians or presidents or ex-presidents kind of do this, it's to me all a show. And honestly, I don't think that's what Americans want to do right now. I think Americans are looking at what's happening over there. They are horrified. And rather than the media wasting time on what Biden or Trump said about Putin or how shrewd they think they are or how worthy they think they are or whatever, I you know, as we know, it's really going to be upon us, you know, to help the Ukrainians, the civilians, etc. And so there's a list of ways we can help for those of you that have reached out and said, what do we do? And again, my first answer, first and foremost, is I always say donate blood. I think anybody who could donate blood, do it. Because not only do they need it over there, but we also need it here. And so if American Red Cross is shipping blood, or Vitalant is shipping blood overseas, then donate here. You know, this way they can decide what to do with the blood. So first and foremost, if you could donate blood, that's what I recommend you do. NPR has a list of things, UNICEF. They say UNICEF supports health, nutrition, HIV prevention, education, safe drinking water, and sanitation and protection for children and families caught in conflict in Ukraine. So UNICEF Executive Director Catherine Russell said heavy weapons fire along the line of contact has already damaged critical water infrastructure and education facilities in recent days. So for those of you that want to support UNICEF, that could be an option. Medecins Sans Frontieres, Doctors Without Borders. They run a wide range of activities in Ukraine. They work with local volunteers, organizations, healthcare professionals, and authorities to help people travel to healthcare facilities and access prescribed medications. So with Doctors Without Borders, they appear to be on the case. They could definitely use some of your support. There's another group called Voices of Children. The Ukrainian organization's charitable foundation has provided psychological and psychosocial support to children affected by the armed conflict, according to its website. Keep in mind, these kids had to leave their homes, leave their school. Their daddies were probably taken into the war. So these kids are going to need support and need help. So Voices of Children's support kids with art therapy, video storytelling, providing mobile psychologists, and even individual help for family. NPR reports there's also Sunflower of Peace. Sunflower of Peace is a nonprofit organization to prepare first aid medical tactical backpacks for paramedics and doctors on the front line. Each backpack is designed for groups of 5 to 10 people. They include a bunch of first aid supplies like bandages, anti-hemorrhagic medication, instruments. That's according to the Facebook page. Very fascinating. Then there's the International Committee of the Red Cross. This is a Switzerland-based organization. They aim at helping people, again, affected by the conflict. They support the work of the Ukrainian Red Cross. So, Red Cross, as you know, they're global. And so Red Cross, not only in terms of funds, but like I said, you could donate blood, and that can help as well. There's also Save the Children. Save the Children is based in London. They help deliver aid, life-saving aid. According to their website, they also deliver essential humanitarian aid, and they're concerned about the kids, and I guess Save the Children will, in terms of whatever the aid is needed, food, supplies, clothing, they do that. There's also the UN Refugee Agency. It's an international organization. They are providing emergency assistance to families in Ukraine. They're working with authorities, the UN, partners with Ukraine, and they're ready to provide humanitarian assistance. To that effect, security and access for humanitarian efforts must be guaranteed. So, yeah, I mean, these are people that want to help, and they're trying to help. Are they getting in there? You know, we've seen images of people, you know, trapped in trying to get on trains, trapped at train stations, subways, trying to get out. They can't get out. There's not enough, you know, ways to get out. And they've been bunkering down during the, during the fires, the artillery exchanges. And it's just, it's, you know, I mean, people are ready to help, but they're probably going to have to be there in Poland for them or Romania. Or I think refugees are also coming up to Finland. To continue CARE, C-A-R-E, they are raising money for their Ukraine Crisis Fund. It's going to provide immediate aid, including food, water, hygiene, kits, support services, direct cash assistance. They plan on raising $20 million to help at least 4 million Ukrainians. They're going to prioritize women, girls, families, and the elderly. And then there's the International Medical Corps. It's a global nonprofit. They deliver primary health care, mental health services in eastern Ukraine. They are going to raise funds to expand those services. The cold weather, the economic insecurity. They say there's 3 million Ukrainians relying on humanitarian assistance to meet their basic needs. And that's another thing, though, that we forget about. You know, our population, if we were, let's say, to have a war or some sort of invasion, look at all the homeless people we already have. Look at all the underserved people. And so we almost forget that this wasn't a bunch of people who had Netflix, that had comfortable homes, and now they have to leave, so they were able to take some money with them. You also had people who were already underserved and already, lacking medical care. So that compounds some of the work that's going to need to be done. It's not that they're taking in a whole bunch of healthy people that might have had a couple scratches on them or some war wounds. These are people that didn't get care at all. And so now you have these charitable organizations that have somebody with a diabetic foot ulcer or somebody who has pneumonia or somebody, you know, they're going to try to do their best. A lot of us we want to help. We want to do something. And then we also worry that if we send money blindly, it's not even, where is it going to go? And so what I always tell people is if you don't have money to donate and you can't donate blood, you're not, you might not qualify from a medical standpoint. One thing that you can do is if you do have a canned food drive or clothes or things like that, donate to your local facilities. Because many of these local facilities are part of an international arm. And so if internationally there's going to be a big focus of need going to Ukraine, and you're like, well, I want to help, I want to do something, you helping our own also is a huge help. You know, so people are like, yeah, but I want to make sure I'm sending these clothes to Ukraine. There might not be anybody that would receive them. You know, just like with Superstorm Sandy, a whole bunch of people collected stuff. There was truckloads of things. But in Superstorm, they go, we don't have any place for them. Give them to your local, because the local is shipping stuff to them. So that's something you can do. 1-877, that's how it'll go in.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.